Good morning, everyone. Before we get started, I would like to have a word of prayer. Father, we just give you thanks for this day and for who you are, for grace and for mercy. Oftentimes we take those words for granted. I pray that you open our hearts today as we study your word and enlighten the minds of our hearts, that we may learn what you're trying to teach us so that we may grow in you and become more like you in wisdom and knowledge and in holiness and righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I get started, I certainly want to say how much I appreciate this congregation. And you guys are so encouraging with your love. And I was on my way to church service this morning. I was talking to my cousin Marcus. Most of you all probably remember him. And I was just telling him how much I appreciate this congregation. You guys' support, it means a world to me. The title of my message today is Renewing Your Mind. This September, I will be with the Lord for 30 years. And majority of those years, especially in the beginning of those years, I struggled with a lot of things. And no one can tell me how to get free. You know, and at that time, I'm just going to be transparent with you that I refused to sit up under another African-American pastor at that time because, you know, we go to church and you hear the word and emotional things, and, you know, they tell you what you shouldn't be doing. And but no one can tell you the solution how to get free from it. And it was very frustrating for me, and not all pastors are like that. Just that was my mindset at the time. And I remember going to a revival, and the preacher had asked, anything that you're struggling with, put in your mind and come up to the altar, and we're going to pray. It was a woman preacher. She said, she's going to pray for us. So she, when she got to me, she said, I want you to turn around three times, you know, and the thing that you're struggling with is going to be gone. Now, after I turned around three times, I was dizzy. But that problem was still there. But I was at work yesterday for a few minutes, and I like to go in some sometimes I go in and work, but when I'm preparing for a message, I like to get out of my house, so I go to my office at work and I try to sneak in and sneak out without anyone knowing I'm there. But at the end of my night, I got ready to go to leave and got to talk to one of the nurses, and she said something to me that it bothered me, and but it was true to a certain degree. And she said, you know, I was sharing with my daughters that I have not taken them to church. She said, I grew up in church, and I was in church, you know, every day of the week. Bible study, Sunday school. She said, but nowadays, church people seem so mean. Most of them are just mean. You know, they judgmental and things of this nature she was just talking about. And I said, well, I said, there are some who are like that. But Richard Foster said in his book, A Celebration of Discipline, Superficiality is the curse of our age. The doctrine of instant satisfaction is our primary spiritual problem. The desperate need today is not for a greater number of intelligent people or gifted people, but for deep people. And I think about that. What do you, deep? In my mind, it's simply being committed to what God has called us to be, and trusting what He's given us in the truth of His Word. Going back to what I said earlier about the things struggling in my Christian walk and not knowing how to get free, it come down to renewing your mind. And over in Titus 3, let me read my text first of all. Scripture, Romans 12. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, in the view of God's mercies, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing. This is a spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing, perfect will. When you read that, these words Paul pointed out, he said, 12, verse 2, he said, do not conform no longer to the pattern of this world. That means, number one, there are some Christians, sometimes we live this life that we still living like the world. He said, but do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. You have a choice. We have a choice to live in victory or in defeat. Titus 3 said, God saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. We're saved by the mercies of God. And again, that's a gift from God, along with the Spirit of God. So again, how do we live this life that's victorious and that will bring God glory? Bear with me. I'm going to go to Book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. Paul says, so I tell you this, and I insist on it in the Lord. One translation says, I testify on this, he said, in the Lord, that you must no longer live as Gentiles. That's the word again. That you no longer live as Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance, and in the ignorance that is in them due to hardness of their heart. Having lost all sensitivities in everything of impurity, with continued lust for more. Wow. And that's us if we're not walking in the Spirit. Listen to these words again. It says, having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensitivity so as indulging in every kind of impurity, with continued lust for more. Verse 20, you, however, do not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and was taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regards to your former way of life. Put off that old self. Again, there's a choice that we can do by the renewing of our mind and the power of the Holy Spirit. There's a choice. He said, put off. There's a command that we can do. Put off the old man, which is being corrupt by its deceitful desire. And when I think about the desires of the world, they are deceitful. They're pleasurable, but they never can complete us. They never fulfill us. They steal our identity, who we are or who we want to be. He said, but to be made new in the attitude of your mind and to put on the new self, created to be like God. Amen. Created to be like God in the true righteousness and holiness. I'm going to say that again. Amen. To be made new in the attitude of your mind and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. That's freedom that's been freely given to us by the power and the Spirit of God. And unless we know the truth of what's been given to us, we'll never walk in victory. And that's the purpose of us renewing our mind and what Christ has given to us and what we can do in him and what he wants to do through us. If we allow him, because we have a choice. Either we can continue to walk in the old nature or we can put on the new man. And never discovering that truth, we continue to compete the pattern and cycles of our old man and live in frustration. Bear with me, I have just one more scripture I want to read with you. Here's what we are when we're not walking in the Spirit. It's over in Colossians, Paul said, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. And this here where we have to be honest with ourselves when we look at the man in the mirror. Whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desire, greed, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in this life you once lived. But now, rid yourself. There's a choice again. Of all such things, he names other things. Anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. He said, do not lie to one another. Since you have taken off your old self with this practice, which is being renewed in knowledge, that's the truth of the power of the gospel, of what Christ has done and continue to do in our lives. Which is being renewed in the knowledge and the image of its creator. There's a saying that I've heard over the years, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to continue to get what you get. And there's a delight and a joy. Because sanctification does not happen overnight. But the joy of walking with Christ and learning the truth of him and who he wants us to be, the freedom in that and building that intimate relationship with him, the trust and our faith grows and we being encouraged and loving, and just you can see how the Lord is just continuing to scrape off the old nature as David, someone asked the sculpture about David. He said, I saw the image of David in my mind. He said, I just began to scrape everything that wasn't like David, so he was able to build the sculpture. And that's what Christ does. God sees Christ in us, and everything's not like him. He's beginning to just carve off. And in that growth, in that process, that's a beautiful thing that I wouldn't change for nothing in the world. I would never want to go back to some of the things I struggled with and oftentimes be borderline ashamed to even share some of those things. But to know that we are free from this deceitful lust of this world, that I don't have, no longer have to be that person or be ashamed of that person, living guilt and shame and being bound by sin, but being able to live a life in joy and victory. And even when we fall down, the Bible says the just man falls seven times, but he gets back up. That we keep continue to be able to keep going and keep pressing on, and that our Father never turned his back on us. During communion meditation, she read, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from his love. And so we keep going. We keep pressing on. We keep learning of him and by the renewing of our mind. And I know it's probably the shortest message I ever preached, but I hope you guys keep that in mind. How do we walk in victory? How are we able to live this life bringing God's glory and continue to be more like Christ by renewing of our mind? Amen.